Why water baptism, bar 26. I am Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages, covers the whole of the Book of Revelation and certain parts of the Book of Daniel, or have any questions or need to know something, just contact us at 0722-367-124, and that's on plus 27 international code on our WhatsApp, or just go to my website https://yhvh.co.za. If this is the first time that you are participating in the study, why water baptism, you are very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part one. Start from part one because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel. Also to receive the notifications of the different studies that we are currently busy with. Subscribe is totally free, doesn't cost you anything. Please share this link with your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready, so that you can make your own notes. Now the next announcements I only do on a Monday, and for the next week I do not do it. We do not associate ourselves with any of the following people or groups. Any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of any Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventist churches. We are not affiliated to any church denomination, organization, group in the world. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version translated by Dr. Joseph Brion Rotterdam in 1860. This is certainly one of the oldest Hebrew/English Bibles that you will find, which I do have a couple of copies available. According to this ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1816 version, the name Jesus was originally Yafashua. Listen nicely. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but we refer to ourselves as Yafists. According to 1 Peter 4, verse 16 in the Restoration Bible. So did the disciples of Yafashua 2,000 years ago did, and also all his followers. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yafashua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I just want to to make an excuse that we did not last week had any messages, new messages going out, studies going out, because we moved our studios and it was impossible to do everything, get it ready in time. There was some delay, so getting ready for in time to do the recordings. Why water baptism? So the spiritual funeral. This is our headings. Now the question is, I've got a couple of questions. A, can I be saved without being born again? What do you say? Can I be saved without being immersed or baptized? Now we already know that immersing and baptism is coupled to be born again, as Yafashua told Nicodemus in John 3 verse 1 to 11. Can I be saved without being born again? What do you say? The next question B, What does children know about being born again? If I say children, I mean young children. I don't even talk about babies. My next question. When one repent of our sin, do you need to be immersed, yes or no? If I repent of my sin, do I need to be immersed into water, yes or no? Now you will remember last week especially we worked and we studied in Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Shall we live in sin so grace can abound? And we went through the whole study in Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. And we found that when we repent and we are immersed, we grow equal unto Yahushua through immersing. So, do we need to be immersed after we repent? The question you need to answer is yes or no. Remember what I said, as a sinner, when somebody dies, what do you do with somebody that died? You bury him. You lay him to rest. And when you come to repentance, what do you do with that person that dies for the sins, dies for his, with his, he doesn't have a craving for sin anymore. Yes, the onslaught is there, but the Ruach HaKodesh in us, because the Bible says, Yahushua and the Ruach HaKodesh doesn't live in temples made by hands, he lives in us throughout our soul's dimensions. Does it matter in what name I'm about to be immersed? Does it matter in what name I'm about to be immersed? What do you say? Is any name good enough? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or Father, Son, Holy Spirit? Or according to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, of course, is Matthew 28:19, or if we think about Acts 2 verse 36 to 41, in the name of Jesus Christ to remission of your sins, which is actually in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. Does it matter in what name I'm going to be immersed? Well, first of all, I want to ask a question. As a man and a woman who are going to be married, what does the lady take from a man? What does she take? One woman once said, when I asked her questions, she says, I took everything, including his checkbook. What does the lady take from the man? Takes his surname, his name. She becomes one by taking his name. By taking his name proves to the world that they are one, or they have become one in marriage. So does it matter in what name I'm going to be immersed? It surely matters. It surely matters. Somebody once says it's possible, or you can immerse anybody in any name. Actually, the pastor said, I will immerse anybody in any name he or she likes to be immersed. So my question to him was, will you immerse a person in the name of Satan? And there was no reply. You see, there is power in certain names. And you can't just immerse people in any name, because then I can use the title of Uncle, Miss, Lady, and say, I want to be immersed in the title of Uncle, Miss, or Lady. You can't say I'm wrong if I say I want to be immersed in somebody's title, because it doesn't matter in what name I'm immersed. No, it does. It's so important to be immersed in the right name that Apostle Paul in Acts 19 verse 1 to 6, he found certain disciples and he asked him, have you received the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit? He says, I've never heard about it. And there were 12 men. He says, how were you immersed? Now, if any form of immersing was good enough, why will Apostle Paul ask these people, in what name were you immersed? So immediately when I read Acts 19 verse 1 to 6, I realize that there's power in certain names. To the extent that you are, when you are not immersed in the right names, it seems to me it's impossible to receive the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Because Apostle Paul asked him, which names are you immersed? That says, we were immersed with the immersion of John, the immerser. He said, but John immersed in the name of Yahushua, but he couldn't immerse with the remission of sin. Because on that stage, Yahushua wasn't crucified yet. He hasn't given his life. He says, and when they heard this, they were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sin, and the Ruach HaKodesh came upon him. Isn't it wonderful? So immediately when I study Acts 19 verse 1 to 6, I found that there is a qualification. There is a necessity in which name we are immersed. And that's why in this study, it's important to find the real way of being immersed. Because the immersing, the process of immersing, will also determine my position in my marriage to Yahushua. What? Yeah. The name in which I'm immersed will determine whether I'm married to Yahushua. It will determine whether I put on my wedding garment. Because Galatians 3:26-29 says, those who were immersed in Yahushua, in his name, those that were immersed in the name of Yahushua, they are no Greek, no Gentile, no free man, nor slave, no man, nor woman, but we have become one in Yahushua, and according to the promise of Father Abram's, heirs of everything that was promised to him. Now, did you know that the ladies, according to the circumcision and the promise unto Father Abram, were never partakers of the covenant, the Old Testament covenant? Did you knew that? There's not a scripture in the Old Testament that says the ladies were partakers of the Old Testament covenant. Why? Because they couldn't be circumcised by the flesh. But the boys, the men, especially the boys, on the eighth day after being born, they had to be circumcised. Why? As the sign of the promise of the covenant of Father Abram. Then the scripture comes and Yahushua says, he does not have a desire that we shall be circumcised by our flesh in the New Testament. Why? Because the 613 laws of Moses have become redundant. They become absolute. They have no place anymore in the New Testament. People couldn't keep the 613 laws of Moses. And that's why Yahushua gave two kingly laws. Here Israel, Yahweh Elohim is one. You must love him with your heart, in your soul, and everything within you. And the second kingly law, you must love your brother like yourself. Hallelujah. We should love our brothers and our sisters like ourselves. In that, it concludes 613 laws, which people could have worked for nearly 1,000 years, Israel could not live accordingly to. So here is two testaments. There's an Old Testament written with the blood of animals. And we have in the New Testament, that's why it says New Testament. and Old Testament. Old Testament has become redundant. We have a New Testament in Yahshua, in the blood, the King of Kings, hallelujah, and the Master of all Masters. We have become participators of this new covenant through the blood, the redemption blood of Yahshua, through which we are born again. First, we have become His children, and then we are born again through water immersing in His name. What a privilege to know Him by His revelation name. So, is it a necessity? Is there a necessity to which name I am to be immersed? Surely there is. Till tomorrow morning, if Yahweh is to come and it's His will, Maranatha, Yahweh is coming back again. Hallelujah.